Sunday, September 26th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In the Evening Prayer Hymn. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, and imparts to us here dwelling grace and mercy all around. Jesus, source of all compassion, pure unbounded love you share, grant us many choicest blessings, keep us in your loving care. Come, O source of inspiration, pure and spotless let us be, let us see your true salvation, perfect in accord with thee. Praising Father for all glory, with the Spirit and the Son, everlasting thanks we give thee, undivided love in one. And now our psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. Psalm 110. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the streams by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Almighty God, bring the kingdom of Christ, your anointed one, to his fullness. May the perfect offering of your Son, eternal priest of the New Jerusalem, be offered to every place to you, in every place to your name, and make all nations a holy people for you. And repeating the first antiphon, Christ our Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, God dwells in highest heaven, he has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory, for the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, he does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel, with their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us, and we will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence, but we who live bless the Lord now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our Psalm Prayer. Father, Creator and Ruler of heaven and earth, you made man in your likeness to subdue the earth and master it, and to recognize the work of your hands in created beauty. Grant that your children, thus surrounded on all sides by signs of your presence, may live continually in Christ, praising you through him and with him. And repeating the second antiphon, God dwells in highest heaven. He has power to do all he wills. Alleluia. And our third antiphon, praise God, all you who serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia, sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia, the Lord, our all-powerful God, is king. Let us rejoice and sing praise and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia, the wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the repeating the antiphon, praise God, all you serve him, both great and small. Alleluia. And now our reading for this Sunday evening is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. We are bound to thank God for you always, beloved brothers in the Lord, because you are the first fruits of those whom God has chosen for salvation, in holiness of spirit and fidelity to truth. He called you through our preaching of the good news, so that you might achieve the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our responsory, our Lord is great, mighty is his power. Our Lord is great, mighty is his power. His wisdom is beyond compare, mighty is his power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lord is great, mighty is his power. In the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, Son, remember the good things you received in your lifetime, and the bad things Lazarus received in his. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55 is where you'll find the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things in me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Son, remember the good things you received in your lifetime and the bad things Lazarus received in his. And our intercessions. All praise and honor to Christ. He lives forever to intercede for us, and he is able to save those who approach the Father in his name. Sustained by our faith, let us call upon him, saying, remember your people, Lord. As the day draws to a close, Son of Justice, we invoke your name upon the whole human race, so that all men may enjoy your never-failing light. Remember your people, Lord. Preserve the covenant which you have ratified in your blood. Cleanse and sanctify your church. Remember your people, Lord. Remember your assembly, Lord, your dwelling place. Remember your people, Lord. Guide travelers along the path of peace and prosperity, so they may reach their destination in safety and joy. Remember your people, Lord. Receive the souls of the dead. Grant them your favor and the gift of eternal life. Remember your people, Lord. Now let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. O God, who manifests your almighty power above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promise heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us and protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.